When we operate in a spirit of excellence, the shocking truth is that not everyone is going to be pleased. It seems that our spirit of excellence has a habit of rubbing the demons of mediocrity the wrong way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. For some quirky reason, I've always enjoyed learning. At school, I studied hard, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. So I pretty much ended up at the top of every class I took. But as a result, the other kids treated me badly. I was the geek who was spurned by the cool kids, if that makes sense. I couldn't understand it. My mother told me that it was because they were jealous. Well, that just didn't make sense to me back then. Yesterday, we saw how Daniel rose to the top of King Darius's leadership team, effectively running the whole country, all because of his spirit of excellence. Now, Daniel chapter 6, verse 4. But when the other supervisors and the satraps heard about this, they were very jealous. They tried to find reasons to accuse Daniel. So they watched what Daniel did as he went about doing the business of government. But they couldn't find anything wrong with him, so they couldn't accuse him of doing anything wrong. Daniel was a man people could trust. He didn't cheat the king, and he worked very hard. Now, eventually they tricked the king, which landed Daniel in the lion's den. More on that tomorrow. The point is that when we operate in a spirit of excellence, we are indeed going to agitate the demons of mediocrity living in some of the people around us. Excellence, sadly, brings its critics and makes its enemies. Be excellent anyway. Daniel was a man people could trust. He didn't cheat the king, and he worked very hard. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Isn't it amazing how something that happened over 3,000 years ago can impact us with the powerful wisdom of God in a way that helps us make sense of things today? But that's the power of God's word. And that's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.